The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Here we go.
Y'all know that song? A CNC Music Factory?
Sure do.
Pump up the jam. The party is packed and I rap. Girls wall to wall. There's my man hanging out in the back. So I move, slide onto the dance floor. Groove.
That's a good one.
I've never seen the club so hype before. Yeah, that fella's name was Freedom Williams. Isn't that a cool name? Freedom?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, dude.
It's a great name.
Yeah. Freedom Williams. Well, I mean, I'm telling y'all, like, you don't know his damn Hall of Fame rap career. All the hits. He was cool, though. You know what was wrong with that CNC Music Factory? They had too many people working at the factory.
Yeah, too many
people.
Yeah.
They could have cut the, you know, some of the dancers down a little bit. But you know the story that was so controversial about CNC Music Factory and their big hit, Gonna Make You Sweat? Is that the one? Yeah, Gonna Make You Sweat was their biggest hit. The girl in the video that was singing, you know, you're gonna lose control, you know, just belting it out was fine. I mean, she was bad.
Really?
Uh-huh. Her voice is good.
Yeah, she's really hot. But the peoples found out that, I mean, obviously everybody knows you lip sync in music videos, but she was lip syncing to words that were not recorded by her singing. She couldn't sing. She was just a performer. And the lady who sang Gonna Make You Sweat was one of the weather girls who sang, "It's raining men, hallelujah." And she's a big woman.
Yeah.
Big woman. So she turns on, you know, she does the singing part for that. They pay her. And I don't think it was a lot, but she agreed to it. Mm. And then the next thing you know, she turns on and this big music video is up and this song is a number one hit. And there's a little skinny, hot model looking chick who is lip syncing, taking credit for her voice.
Oh no.
Mm.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby. Welcome to show business.
You're a stunt double is what you are. You know, whatever. Yeah. Your voice is a stunt double.
I wonder if she goes and performs that song now. Like, is she allowed to sing that song? And people are like, oh yeah, I'm still excited to hear it.
Well, only thing she'd be singing would be she'd have to find somebody to do all the rap and everything for it.
Okay. You
know, she's just singing the hook and the hook is what we call it in the music business. Other people call it a chorus. But yeah, it would be a half a song. She'd have to get somebody to come, kind of like when singers have famous duets with other famous people, when they do it in concert, just somebody, one of the background singers steps up and does that person's part.
Yeah.
That'd probably be, you know, she'd have to have a rapper traveling to, you know, casinos or wherever she's performing.
Sure. But,
you know, I think all three of the weather girls were weathered. I'm not sure.
Weathered.
I think it was three of them.
This is just showing two, but they're sizable.
Yeah. Maybe it was just two. I don't know. But one of those sang on that song for CNC Music Factory.
Oh.
But the whole song and the video and everything, it just wouldn't have worked to have an overweight person, because Freedom Williams, the lead guy, the rapper, I mean, he was ripped, and that was part of his persona. Is that he always performed without his shirt.
Yeah.
And he was just ripped. And, you know, everybody else, the dancers and all, are all in shape and everything. And so it wouldn't have looked right to have a huge woman step in and start wailing on the vocals. The visual of the video, it would just throw it completely off.
Yeah.
But, oh, that was when, you know, that was when Oprah was really taking off and all of that. And so they made a big deal about it in the media. Like, they were so cruel for doing this to Weather Girl.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a controversy.
Poor Weather Girl.
No, poor CNC Music Factory.
Was the reaction the same way as when people found out Milli Vanilli were not singing their regular songs? That kind of ruined their career.
Yeah. No, it wasn't nearly that harsh. But see, Milli Vanilli took away some Grammys and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretending to sing the words.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is just background, like a studio background vocalist.
Yeah.
You know, and all they did was replace her for the music video. That whole thing, they sold millions and millions of albums and won Grammy awards under these false pretenses.
Now, remind me, was someone else singing, mm-hmm. and they were just lip syncing?
Yep.
Okay. So did it ever come out who it actually was?
Yeah. And I think those guys tried to make an album.
Okay.
Because they said, these are our voices that you loved.
Oh, no. No, no one cares. I bet no one cared.
No, they didn't. They did not. That's funny, though. And then Rob and Fab, I think they both tried solo things to say, look, we really can sing. We just don't have that same style.
Yeah.
Nobody was having any of it. And then one of them ended up committing suicide.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. fame got, the lack of fame got to him.
Yeah. Lack of fame, overabundance of shame.
Mm. Man.
Mm. We had some scandals in the 90s.
There were some scandals.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the 90s? That was in the 80s, wasn't it?
No, I think by the time they were caught up with and all,
really?
Okay. It was early 90s.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah,
I barely remember. I remember bits and pieces, but.
Girl, you know it's true. It's true.
Their hit started coming in 89. Let me see.
What a jam, though. What a jam.
That was a great, that was a good one. That was their only song, right?
No.
Blame It on the Rain.
That. And Something About Don't Lose My Number was a good one.
Didn't they play the Blame It on the Rain in the new docuseries? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it became popular again in the Mendez Brothers.
Yep. So it was July 21st, 1989 that they were found out about. And then the controversy carried into 1990.
And it was pretty quick. Like, once people found out, no one wanted anything to do with them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they were also having to go to court. They were being charged legally for, you know, accepting Grammys and making millions off of fraud, like, you know, defrauding people. Yeah, it was serious.
Did the record company not know that it was them actually singing? Why should they be held responsible?
Oh, yeah, I think the record company, yeah, they were under fire as well.
Yeah.
They were, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what, they asked me to sing? I'm not, what are you going to sue me for?
Yeah. I'm just listening to what I'm being told, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that they, Rob and Fab, Milli Vanilli, I don't think they ended up making very much money at all. But then again, why? Well, their part of the making of the money was the way they looked and danced.
Yeah.
So the vocalists were paid like contract employees. And then the record company was making all the money from, you know, their promotional efforts and all that stuff.
If they wouldn't have gotten canceled, they could have, because they were good dancers from what I remember, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should have just gone on like a dancing tour type thing. Just nix the sing. Clearly you can't sing.
Right. Stop calling yourself Fab and maybe Earl.
That's, yeah. Step one.
That old Earl can dance something crazy.
Tell you what. Yeah. I mean, that light-skinned guy, light-skinned brother with the green eyes, blue eyes. Oh, man. He can dance. Oh, Earl.
Oh, Earl.
We call him Earl the Pearl.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.